This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cessa Amari Zeka. Date of birth, March the 19th, 1968. Case ID number 618-8105. Date of exam, August the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center and South Texas Hospital Systems, dated 10/11/2020. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old divorced male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of COVID-19 with fibrosis of the lungs and depression / panic attack / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was October the 5th, 2020, where he was a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. He was also a police officer for 9 years. During that time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and he is receiving disability from the Homeland Security Border Patrol agent. He is presently not receiving disability from Social Security. Allegation number one, COVID-19 with fibrosis of the lung. Number two, depression / panic attack / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. History of allegations, number one, COVID-19. With fibrosis of the lung. The claimant states that on October the 4th, 2020, he was having symptoms of severe shortness of breath, pneumonia, respiratory distress, symptoms of bronchitis and asthma, with noted fibrosis by chest x-ray. His pulmonary function tests were poor, and he was hospitalized for 1 month at McAllen Medical Center. He states at this time his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1/4 block, climbing 1 flight of stairs, talking, resting, and with seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. Since he was dismissed in November of 2020, he has not been to the emergency room and has not been hospitalized or intubated. His medications include inhalers, steroids, and at one time was on oxygen of 4 liters per nasal cannula. He is presently not on oxygen at this time. The claimant has had multiple times when his oxygen saturation has dropped. He brought me proof of his oxygen saturations, which were at 90%, 79%, 80%, and 81% at different times. No dates were placed on these oxygen saturations. His oxygen saturation in my office was 96% today, which is normal. He was diagnosed with COVID-19, fibrosis of the lung, with respiratory distress, which appears to be resolving at this time. Allegation number two, depression / panic attack / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in November of 2020, when he was in the hospital, he was having severe anxiety attacks secondary to almost dying in the hospital from COVID-19. He states at one time he denies any suicidal ideation or any kind of suicidal attempts, but does state that he suffers from insomnia, decreased appetite, anger episodes, anxiety, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, crying spells, and nervousness. He states he was traumatized when he saw a priest come to give him his last rites, and he knew that he was going to die. However, he states he recovered after that time and was grateful that he was still alive. At the present time, he is on hydroxyzine, Pamonate, 25 milligrams, TID, for anxiety, and acetylopram, 10 milligrams, QHS, which he states has helped him with his symptoms. His condition is stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1/4 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He states the only other physical activity is he walks a little around the house. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. Family history: his father is 83, but he does not know his whereabouts. His mother is 80 and suffers from asthma. Medications: acetylopram, 10 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, 50,000 units Q week, testosterone injections 2 times per week. He does not recall the dose that he's taking. Naproxen 500 milligrams BID, albuterol sulfate HFA 90 micrograms actuation, 1 inhalation BID, ascorbic acid 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Hydroxyzine, Pamomate, 25 milligrams, TID. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, QD. And zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams, TID. His condition at this time is stable. Medical problems: COVID-19, comma, anxiety slash depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, acute hypoxic respiratory failure, comma, COVID-19, comma, positive Allen test, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, panic attacks, comma, major surgery, right knee surgery, arthroscopic medial meniscal repair, performed in 2017. The claimant has had a torn meniscus, and he presently has a fractured right knee, which has not been treated. He's had 2 surgeries on the right knee, one in 2015 and the other one in 2017. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant states he drinks socially liquor. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 217 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 131 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation is 96%, BMI is 31. General. This is a 55-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, down to the last 2 sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a history of COVID-19, where he did have some fibrosis of his lungs, which appears to be resolving. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations with his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild respiratory difficulty from COVID-19, from post-COVID-19 syndrome. Probable diagnoses. Number one, COVID-19/fibrosis of the lung, confirmed with medical records. The claimant appears to be recovering from the COVID-19 and appears to be doing fairly well. He states that he does have some low oxygen saturations. His oxygen saturation today was 96%, which is normal. Allegation number two, depression/panic attacks/anxiety/post-traumatic stress disorder. Being treated at this time, the claimant appears to be doing better. He did have severe anxiety when he thought he was probably going to die in the hospital. He has recovered from that. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cessa Amari Zeka.